I'm Brandon Peoples at the Riley County Fairgrounds, speaking with a local 4-H member.
Nissa Olson.
How old are you, Nissa, and what school do you go to?
I'm 16, and I will be a junior at Manhattan High School.
Okay. And tell us how long you've been involved in 4-H.
This is my 10th year in the Randolph Ramblers 4-H Club.
Okay. Tell us what you're showing this week.
This week I have one steer and two heifers and two wethers and a ewe I'll be showing.
Okay, that's interesting. Not too many ewes you see at fairs, I suppose.
It depends on the county you go to, but you'll be surprised at.
Well, how do you prepare for an event like this, so knowing how many animals you got?
You just have to work with them every day. So with my cattle, I'll get them in and wash them or rinse them and comb on them a lot and make sure the fans stay on them so they can stay cool and comfortable in this hot weather. And then with the lambs, you want to make sure you walk them every day so they get exercise. But then also working with their shag, leg wool, just to get it looking nice for the fair.
Okay. Well, what is it, you've probably been involved, I forgot, how long did you say you've been involved?
10 years.
10 years. So you, at this point, you probably know kind of what the judges are looking for?
Oh, yeah. You learn a lot in 10 years. So when I pick out my lambs in the spring, I'm looking for the traits that the judge would also like. And then with my family does more of the breeding with cattle, and we always try to breed for the traits that the industry is looking for, but as well as the judges.
All right. What do you enjoy about being in 4-H, and what has it taught you?
I really enjoy the people, just getting to know people.
Very good. Well, it was nice meeting you, and good luck this week.
Thank you.
I'm Brandon Peoples, reporting from the Riley County Fair for News Radio KMAN.